Morning, honorable members, the chair of the IEC and the officials from the IEC. My apologies for coming late. I usually want to be the first person in the venue. Today it was beyond my means, and I humbly apologize for coming in late. Honorable members, we are continuing with our deliberations with regard to the Electoral Amendment Bill. Yesterday we had asked the state law advisor to do the incorporation of issues that were raised from the meeting so that today we can have the A and the B bill to see if on the B bill if matters that were raised from the portfolio committee were included in the B bill. So this morning we will be dealing with that and also adopting the report of all the proceedings of this electoral amendment bill. Without any waste of time, I'm not sure who's going to do that. It's Advocate Silibi Meja or our state law advisor, Mendombi. Kim Atwezang. Yes. Okay, over to you, Ntate Sibili Meja.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members and colleagues. I'll be guiding the committee based on the A list indicating where in the B bill the amendments were effected. As we were requested, we went back to finalize the A list and the B bill as follows. On page 2 of the A list, under clause 4, item number 1, we were on page 3 after line 10 to insert the following paragraph, which reads, by the substitution in subsection 2 for paragraph D of the following paragraph, in quotes D, is detained under the mental, in bolded brackets, Mental Health Care Act 1973, Act 18 of 1973, and an underlined Mental Health Care Act 2002, Act Number 17 of 2002. It has been effected on the bill in line 11 on page 3. It appears on line 11 to 14 on page 3 of the B bill. If that is okay, then we can move to clause 6.
Is that okay, honorable members? Do we see where we are?
No problem.
Okay.
And on under clause 6?
Honorable Matebi, we are on page 3 of the bill.
Line 11.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. On clause 6, item number 1, were to effect the amendment on page 3 in line 46 after the word hair to insert the word intended. That has been effected in line 50 on page 3 of the B bill. Line 50 on page 3 of the B bill. If that is okay, the second item was to, on page 3, from line 48 to omit subsection 3. It has been omitted. It no longer appears on the B bill. The third item was to, on page 4, from line 1, was to omit subsection 4 and to substitute with the following subsection that reads, subsection 3, in an election for the National Assembly, the Commission must allow a person who is outside the Republic to apply for and cast a special vote if that person's name appears on the segment of the voter's roll for persons who are...
On the first one, clause 6, page 3 in line 46. In fact, it should be line 50. Because the error here is that you put line 46 here, but here it's line 50.
Yeah.
That's where you started confusing members. On the AP, the amendment that you've done is stated here on page 2 as line 46, but on the B bill it is line 50. So that's where the problem is. You can continue with that suggestion, but it does change 46 to 50.
Okay, Chairperson, the line 46 appears in the original bill. Then I had indicated, as the Honourable Member indicates, that the amendment is in line 50 in the B bill. So the lines will always cross, because the line that I read first was in the original bill, then the second line will be in the... Okay.
I'm not sure if a state law advisor, do you still want to come in here?
No, Chair, I was going to indicate that the members, they must have the three bills, the table bill, the A bill, and the B bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The second amendment that I was still reading was on the original bill on page 4 from line 1. We were to omit subsection 4 and to substitute with the following subsection, which I'm going to read as subsection 3. It appears in the B bill on line 52 on page 3 and continues to line up to line 6 on page 4 of the B bill. As it reads as follows, subsection 3, in an election for the National Assembly, the Commission must allow a person who is outside the Republic to apply for and cast a special vote if that person's name appears on the segment of the voter's roll. For persons who are in the Republic, if that person notifies the Commission within 15 days after the proclamation of the date of the election of his or intention to vote outside the Republic and the location of the South African Embassy, High Commission or Consulate, where he or she will cast his or her vote, with a colon, provided that the Commission may make special arrangements for security services personnel serving in that capacity outside the Republic. It has been effected in line 52 on page 3, and it goes over to line up to line 6 on page 4 of the B bill. If that is okay, Chairperson, the second amendment was to, on page 4 of the original bill from line 7, to omit subsection 5 and to substitute the following subsection, which if was effected on line 7 to 13 on page 4 of the B bill. And it reads as follows. As subsection 4, in an election for the National Assembly, the Commission must allow a person to apply for and cast a special vote if that person's name appears on the segment of the voter's roll. For persons ordinarily resident at a place outside the Republic, if that person notifies the Commission within 15 days after the proclamation of the date of the election of his or intention to vote outside the Republic and the location of the South African Embassy, High Commission or Consulate, where he or she will cast his or her vote. It is effected in line 7 to 13. On page 4 of the B bill. If that is okay, this next amendment was on page 4 of the original bill from line 13 to omit subsection 6 and to substitute the following. The amendment is effected on line 14 to 15 of the on page 4 of the B bill, and it reads as follows. It's subsection 5. For the purposes of Schedule 1A, votes cast in accordance with subsections 3 and 4 shall be counted as votes cast nationally, effected in line 14 to 15 of page 4 of the B bill. under Clause 7, the first amendment was on page 4 in line 23 of the original bill to omit the provincial legislatures and to substitute with a provincial legislature. The amendment is effected on line 24 on page 4 of the B bill. If that is okay, item number 2, which was on page 4 of the original bill in line 32, were to omit the provincial legislatures and to substitute with a provincial legislature. It has been effected on line 33 on page 4 of the B bill. The third item was still on page 4 in line 35, after the word hair, we were to insert the word intended, and that has been effected in line 36 on page 4 of the B bill. Item number 4 was to effect this amendment on page 4 from line 37 of the B bill, of the original bill, sorry, up to and including line 43, where to delete subsection 3. That has been omitted. It no longer appears in the B bill. The last amendment was on page 4 of the original bill from line 45, where to omit the provincial legislatures and to substitute with a provincial legislature. That has been effected on line 39 to 40 on page 4 of the B bill. Those were the amendments that we were to effect, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Advocate Sibili Mesa. Honorable members, those were the changes that were made by the committee. Any comments? Do we agree with the proposal? Honorable McIntosh?
No, madam, I just wanted to say I agree with the presentation. I think the B bill correctly reflects what was discussed around the A bill.
May we then adopt the report? I'm sure we all have the copy of the report in front of us. Mm-hmm. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Nokaya Mnisi, you move. Honorable McIntosh, seconds. No. Thank you, honorable members. The report has been adopted. Honorable Defratus.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to place on record that we do support this bill, but we're still committed to our additional proposals and amendments that we had tabled. Thank you.
Okay, that will be noted. Honourable members, I'm sure we've come to the end of our meeting. I want to thank you for your Okay, Honourable De Vreter.
I'm sorry, Chair, I didn't realise the meeting would end so quickly. I just wanted to check, because my whip advises me that this is not going to be tabled at tomorrow's sitting. Is that correct, or is it indeed going to be tabled tomorrow?
No, my understanding is that the bill will be tabled tomorrow for debate. Tomorrow. In the house. Doctor? I thought the WIS forum had discussed the matter. Yes. Thank you, Doctor. We are debating the matter tomorrow in the house. Honorable members, thank you. I think we can now go and start preparing for tomorrow's debate. We want to... Maybe the CEO wanted to say something? No. After the chairperson, no.
Chairperson, what I wanted to say on behalf of the commission was really to thank the members of the commission, of the committee, for the work that we have done. It has come a long way, and we are anxious that the bill should be adopted so that we can then start with the preparations for implementing it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable De Vreters,
I'm sorry, Chair, it's me again. Am I presuming that tomorrow's meeting is not happening? We've got one scheduled for tomorrow. There won't be one tomorrow.
No, we won't have a meeting tomorrow. We at least finished the bill today, so there won't be a meeting tomorrow. What we can do now is to start preparing for our debates for tomorrow. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you, IEC. The meeting is adjourned.